roster with Cam Talbot again outstanding for you and Ned?
Yeah, it's almost becoming routine for him. And I don't mean the effort's easy by any means, but the results of him being a wall back there and giving us an opportunity to scratch and claw for wins is it's been pretty impressive. He got a little rest when we went to Columbus, and if we can keep him up and running and healthy, not only this year but moving forward, we feel we've got a really good one there.
Your blue line's been in a state of flux all season with injuries and whatnot, and you lost another one today. Do you have an update on Brandon Davis?
We'll have a better read tomorrow when we get back and he gets to see our doctors. Obviously, it didn't look good and couldn't return, so I would say right now it's not looking good, but until we get him in to be reviewed, pardon me, that's all we can really give you.
It seemed like you just tangled up with progress. It looked like you got a stick in the face, and then...
Yeah, it was, I wouldn't worry about his face or his head. It's, yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought he was. I thought he was hit with a stick and maybe had a head problem or something like that. But, it's his leg and, it doesn't look good right now. But until we get the doctor's review and get some pictures of it, we don't really know. Well, we were in a tight game, and I thought that line was giving up far too many opportunities against. And Corpy was playing hard on the walls. This team pinches a lot. They do some heavy board work. And Corpy was real strong on the board. So it was a more defensive mover on our maneuver on our behalf, not necessarily an offensive one. But he went to the net. We got a puck there, and he scored in the blue paint, so good for him. Yeah, he's it's funny how players can change the Well, I shouldn't say that because we tried to adopt that scrappy, hard, tenacious style heading into Los Angeles, and guys bought into it. Now adding a few bodies, it's just grown, and guys are actually talking about it on the bench. They're embracing it. It's not always pretty. We're not always out of our end. We do get outshot at times, but we're finding ways to win with what we have, and the guys are proud of that. Yep. Well, I think if you watch, it's got to be 85-90% of the goals scored in the league are scored from that area. So, if I'm a player, I'm turning on one of the networks, either in Canada or in the U.S., and I'm watching the goals every night and saying, okay, I got to find a way to get to that spot when the puck is loose and I have a chance to be a 10-goal scorer.
Todd, is there value in holding a lead for 24 minutes, not leading overtime, closing it out, and winning a one-goal game? In terms of getting over that hump?
Yeah, we played a lot of one-goal games, whether we won or lost, and also got to overtime. It was nice to keep this one in that 60-minute range. Got a little help from a post or a crossbar at the end, and Talbot's played well. But for the amount of hockey we played and the schedule we have ahead of us for the next 2 weeks, the fewer minutes, the better it is in our group.
Talbot's making all the saves look
I think when that happens, a goaltender is one, confident, two, he's in a real good position. He's reading the plays and anticipating where the puck is going. And if he just has to worry about the first one and not necessarily the second or third, it helps. And I believe we're getting better in that area. We're going to keep trying to get better in that area, but he's been a big part of our run here in the last 10 days, putting points in the bank. Oh, it's tough. He's become such an important part of our team. But it's no different than losing some real key pieces throughout the year. Our team has gone through it. And had we not experienced that early on, we may really be down, but we're used to playing without key people.
Nice to see Party get a win against his old team.
Yeah, everybody was happy for him. He led the stretch today. He was in the starting lineup. He played more minutes than he probably imagined because we went down to five so quick. He was effective again tonight. He's only been with us for three or four games now, and he's really fit our team well. We guys enjoy having him around. We're a pretty young group, so to have that maturity around is a nice thing as well.
What are you looking forward to this October with the Heritage Classic?
Well, I've been lucky enough to experience an outdoor game, and I can't We haven't talked about it yet, but when we do, I'll relay the experience, the whole build up to it, the whole weekend, culminating with the game. We just have to soak all of it in. It's a once in a lifetime opportunity. It's very unique. The fans, it's like a little mini Super Bowl, really. People come from all over. There's a festival atmosphere around it, and then the outdoor game is a real special one. So I want the players to, our players to enjoy it, but that's in October. I'm just worried about what we're doing tomorrow.